Yeah, it appears to me that must have been in about 67 that Hafner's came on the scene.
They were invited by the EMMC mission board to go there. How was that done? You indicated there was need for workers there?
That's correct.
And then the board decided to send Hafner's out there?
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that?
It was, well, I don't know if it was as simple as that, but anyway, it was activated, and the Hafners were interested. They came, I believe. A lot of the early growth of that group was through home visitation, person-to-person contact, and I believe Jake Hafner did remarkable work in personal witnessing there. I know that it wasn't too long until a group was organized. A church was built, and
on their present location.
On the present location, and the church seems to be still growing.
Okay. When with reference to all this, the couple of schools and the houses, that then supposedly took about a year for that all to transpire until the Hafners then came. Would that be accurate?
Yes, I would think that that would be
relatively accurate. Okay. And then when the Hafners came from there on, there was much less contact in the way of coming from Aylmer that way. Mm-hmm. There was more that now they were by themselves, they had their own worker, right?
That's correct.
So they sort of ran their own. Then it didn't take too long after that, did they then go to the United Mennonite Educational Institution, right?
Yes, there was a time when they had services there. However, I don't recall the...
You weren't around then?
No.
Or you weren't involved?
I wasn't so much involved, and then there were others who were giving a hand. Bill Giesbrechts had moved in, Henry Apps had moved in.
Right. Okay, let me backtrack by question here as well, back to the beginnings of this thing in Leamington. You've mentioned the funeral already as sort of one of the seemingly one of the reasons why you began work there. Were there any other reasons? Were you invited by somebody, or did you just sort of go out and scout, or how did that transpire?
Well, there were those, after that funeral, there was a very strong indication expressed by certain people who were there that something should be done. There was no Old Colony Church organized there at that time. I think the Old Colony people probably only went in there from the Aylmer district occasionally for certain occasions. I'm not sure whether they... If I recall right, it was only after we'd had the Bible studies at the Reimers and other places such as that, that the Old Colony people showed any interest in the people over there. But there were special occasions such as weddings and also funerals where the Old Colony man participated over there.
Okay. Did some of those people from there then, can you give any names? For example, somebody might have invited you to come in?
Well, I know there were the George Friesens who were, I think, some of the people who originally pushed are coming in.
Okay.
The Hargers were at that time quite interested in our starting there.
What about the Reimers?
Reimers themselves seemed to be quite open at that time. But I believe it was not long after when the Old Colony Church started working in there, and they and they elected a few ministers in the area, under or among whom were the ex Bishop Reimer, who became a minister at that time.
Let's move over to Port Rowan. How did that start? You say it was about, earlier you said it was about the same time as Leamington.
Mm-hmm.
Also in 66 then?
Contacts had been made with the, through the MB people in the Port Rowan area, and also a few contacts with the General Conference people in that area.
So you're talking about Peter G. G. Reimer and Jacob Brown?
Yes, and Jake Reimer, the insurance man,
John
Reimer from the GC Church.
Brother to Peter.
Yes, and Peter Dreekers, who later on, for several years, directed the choir in our church at on number 3 highway, next to Elmer. The need seemed to be there, and the building, an old school building, was offered that we could have services there for an outreach in the summer, during the summer months.
Who offered the building?
And Jake Reimer, the insurance agent, offered the building.
Where was the building?
The building was on his property, and it was in rough shape, but we fixed it up and went and had services there, and asked David Dick to David and Mary to take over the beginning of the work there.
Almost from the beginning?
I think almost from the beginning. The Frank Zacharias and the Jacob Friesens, both from Manitoba, both couples from Manitoba, spent, I believe, each probably a year or so in that area.
First, before Dave Dix?
I think Dave was working there at the beginning, and then also after the
Friesens and Zacharias.
After they left, I mean, ahead of them as well as after them.
That was that. Right. Now that school on Jake Reimer's property?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
Well, that is still, that school is still standing there. It's now the property of Jake Reimer's son, David, and it's just adjacent to the farm buildings there.
Where is it?
It's about a half a mile, south, well, no, it would be west, I suppose, of the Mennonite Brethren Church. Or is it a mile?
Half a mile to a mile west of the Mennonite Brethren Church.
That's right.
Okay. And that school is still there?
That school building is still there, and it's been used for housing summer workers.
How long did the group stay in that building?
Off and on.
Where did they move to then?
Off and on until we came back from out west, when we moved into the Houghton area and rented the Houghton church from the Brethren in Christ people.
So you moved into Houghton, you said earlier, in 1973?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
So then they had been meeting in that school all that time then, so from 66 to 73?
Yes, except the last year had been very difficult, because there were very few people coming. And the hams were going to the Elmer Church.
Mm-hmm. And Dave Dix was still ministering there though?
I believe the Dave Dix moved out, if I'm right. And no steady worker left.
I see.
And then we came back to, and moved into the Houghton area rented the Houghton Church from the Brethren in Christ, and later on bought that building.
And that's still the
present. And that
one is
still the present the present building, and the Reverend and Mrs. Jacob Pauls from Oster, Saskatchewan, have been ministering there now for about a year and a half, I suppose.
Pauls' background is what?
His background is GC, but the last year or so, he was with the Gore Teacher Group that organized in the Oster District. He helped that group before they came here to Houghton.
Is that a new group that organized
it? Yes, that's a new group which broke away from the old Colony Church in the Oster District.
Oh.
And who have now affiliated with the Gore Teacher Group.
Okay, let's check out the beginning of Kitchener here. We've just been discussing what might be the way it started. How did you first hear about it? Or how did the work begin? Either one of you.
Well, I think it was due to the working conditions that some of our people from Aylmer area and Port Rowan area moved into Kitchener area, and we found out that there was more of our Mennonite people living there, that they asked us to come out and have services to serve them over there. They had tried to various churches and didn't feel quite at home in the churches that were
who
in
was
that area.
Was there one person who gave the invitation?
I think it was Jake Peters.
There could have been.
Which Jake Peters? The one who lives in Colton now?
No, the one that is living in...
The brother to Isaac Peters.
Brother to Isaac Peters. I don't even know where he's moved to now. He's not in Kitchener area now.
No, he lives towards Port Erie in that area. What's that little town there called? I forget.
Well, anyway.
He's not in that location anymore.
And he then gave the invitation to you folks that they'd like to start something?
Yes, that they were desiring our fellowship of more of the German,
okay.
In the German line. Mm-hmm.
And then where did you meet first of all?
Well, that's a good question.
When? Can you tell me when it started? What year? Leamington and Port Rowan were started in 1966?
That must have been in 67, because it was the following year. 67, 68, when we started there.
Okay.
I'm not sure where the first services were. I have forgotten. I know I was asked to speak there at certain occasions. I recall that we had services in several homes. There were also the John Fossens who were there at that time, who were the parents of John Fossens, John Fossens married to Susie Peters, Henry Peters' daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It was in their home that we started more or less with the services.
And then I recall being in that Jake Peters from Aylmer moved over there. That is
one of those Christine Clausen.
The one who's married to Christine Clausen. And then we had services over at their place.
But there had been services there before
Peter? Yes, if I recall right, the Clausen's place was probably the first where we had services there. Or maybe the Peters. That is the other Jacob Peters, the cousin to Jake at home.
But not the Jake and Christine.
No, not Jake and Christine. I think
they moved
a little
in
later.
Yeah.
But they were certainly of the earlier ones who really pushed that. But I recall then that we went to this camp just outside of Kitchener there ways.
Close to the 401.
Yes, close to the 401. And we had kind of a
calling all the German people together to have a time of fellowship.
Yes, kind of a fellowship of people of Mennonite back, Mennonite background.
Mexican Mennonite.
Yeah, Mexican Mennonite.
And I recall that that building was almost filled. There were
who organized that? Who organized that? Who dreamt that up?
I would think that probably Jake and Christine had were instrumental in that.
Okay.
There were others, of course. There were Corny Heights at that time.
Yeah.
And
had they been around earlier too? Like, had they been in there before Jake Peters?
Not before Jake Peters.
I would think that possibly they moved there very much the same time. I can't recall exactly. And there were gradually more coming in. And eventually the Rosebank Church was rented.
Roseville, you mean?
Roseville, right. And
was that done when the Bill Stasis arrived? Which they were the first missionaries, or the first
yes,
person,
it
right?
could be that. It seems to me that Bill was instrumental in renting that building.
Okay. There was, they also rented a school in the meantime. Did you say?
Yes, there were services at a school, which were off Watkins Road. I forget exactly what the school was called, but it was just at Watkins Turnoff.
They had church services in there for quite a while.
Oh, yes. There were
Sunday
school and church services held there.
But
that was before the church building was rented.
Well, when the Stasis came, they rented the church building almost right away.
If I can recall right, that is it. Yeah.
And you know when the Stasis came? Would that, what year that would have been? Would that have been 68? Would that make sense?
I better not,
you're not sure enough,
set a date on that because I can't recall.
Exactly. Okay. All right. And then after that, once they had their own worker there, then you again had less participation with that group too?
Yes, and meanwhile we moved out. We were out west and then came back. And of course, it had been organized when we came back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask some other questions on the other beginnings of things. Let's stay close to the EMC for the minute and talk about the beginnings of the English Church. Were you around when that started?
We were at Helsley at that time.
Okay. When did that begin and how?
Actually, the English Church was talk of it beginning when we left.
In
71. And Neil Sawatsky's moved in.
A year later when we came back.
Yes, about a year later.
When you came back. That must have been. So, you started out in 73?
So it must have been in 74. Likely. 73 or 74 when the group started fellowshipping.
Must have been 74 then.
In the Davenport School.
Okay.
And at that time they were affiliated with the EMMC conference. Later on, they...
Had they been a pastor for a while at the beginning, or did they have somebody... Had they sort of...
Yes, they started with Abe Fair being somewhat involved in its original stages.
It was served
from the German church. And Abe Fair, if I recall, was asked to kind of head up the English. Seeing Abe had Bible school training, he was asked to take over.
Okay.
That way.
And then how long did it take till the English Church split away from the UMC conference?
Possibly two years. Oh, it wasn't even 2 years from its original start at Devonport. apart until they broke away, I don't think.
So you're suggesting that when Neil and Lois came, that would have been 74?
And possibly broke away in 75.
75 or early 76.
Okay. When did the Slotskys come in 74? Time of year?
It was in winter.
February.
In winter when I went to pick them up with the truck.
Okay.
I recall having trouble with getting through the snow drifts. In Saskatchewan, I got stuck with their load of furniture. I remember there. Snow drifts are very high.
And you brought some furniture back from Ontario as well, west to Manitoba.
Yes, I recall that, and I think some of it was a little busted up by the time we got it.
So that would have been 70. Let's see what year we're talking about. 74. Yeah, 74, and about April then.
Yes, I think that could possibly be correct.
Yeah. Okay. That would stem. Okay. Then they split away. Would you care to make any comments about the reasons for the split?
I think it'd be more fair if somebody else made the comments.
That's fine.
Since
I know you're closely related.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We were. Needless to say, we were very sorry about that.
Yeah, but
we didn't feel that the reasons were valid enough to.
Is it basically correct to say that it's theological reasons?
I would say yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And fairly strong bias treatments.
Yeah, but because differences in theology.
Right. I would say that.
Okay. Let's move on to something else. In our earlier conversation off tape, we've been talking about the beginning of the Sommerfelder Church here. Do you recall our conversation?
Right.
Can you give me some of those facts again, or some of those things?
I recall the. Several ministers from the Sommerfelder Church in Manitoba coming in into the area, having been invited by some of the people who were fellowshipping at the Old Colony Church who were of Sommerfelder background and were not feeling at home there. Remember Reverend John Friesen from the Sommerfelder Church somewhere in the Low Farm area. I believe he's the bishop.
Right.
He came in together with another minister, or was it a deacon of the church? I'm not sure. But anyway, they asked if he would organize a church here, and there was a breakaway from the Old Colony Church. Peter Dick, who is now with the EMC, was one of the ministers elected by this new group, and Jacob Friesen. Jacob Friesen is still the minister of the Sommerfelder Church. He moved to Paraguay and came back here again. I recall some of the early experiences of that church. Mr. Friesen came and asked whether I would assist them, because they had just organized and didn't have a charter in this area, but there were several couples that they had arranged to for them to marry, but they couldn't get the documentation so that this could take place. And since we had an Ontario charter, he came and asked whether I would officiate at the weddings, and I recall two weddings on the one Sunday that I performed.
Who were the people?
They were Bill Vaught and Jacob Clausen.
Son to Henry Vaught?
That's correct.
And Jacob Clausen?
Jacob Clausen. And these two fellows married sisters. They were daughters of David Clausen, who were also from Sommerfelder background, who moved to Paraguay, and he died there recently.
Why didn't the the Old Colony performed then? Those weddings.
I remember asking Mr. Friesen, but I don't recall exactly what his answer was. But I know there was a misunderstanding for some reason between the two groups. I imagine, but I'm saying this not being able to prove this, but I imagine that the feeling was that it would be better if he asked assistance from our group rather than cause more friction between the two groups.
Okay. More recently now, the EMCs have started to work in Mount Salem. Right?
Yes, and some of the former or group that went to the Zummerfelder Church at the time of its origin here, or its organizational structure, some of those people again were not happy and they went over to the EMC. And there were a few families who came from Mexico having been affiliated with the EMC who also joined their ranks.
Sort of the climbing demand in Mexico.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Did you have any discussions with the EMCs when they came in here this time now? Was there any meetings with the EMC at all, or did they sort of come in and start something?
Well, I had a discussion with some man who came to kind of spy out the area.
Who were they?
Ben Friesen and John Reimer.
They were coming on behalf of the mission board?
Yes, so I understood. Later on, I was not very happy with their report, at least what I heard they had reported. At the time, when they came around, I had a discussion with the MB minister, who also was quite concerned about this setup. And we were agreed, and we both gave the same answer, and that was we had just recently been together at a meeting which was sponsored by the steel industry out of Hamilton, which started the steel factory over at Nanticoke. And they had invited us, and with the purpose that or the reason given that they were going to allot land to evangelical churches if they would come in and set up churches in the Nanticoke area, because as I understood it, some of the superiors in the steel industry felt that there was a desperate need. They wanted church-orientated people in their industry rather than people who had no church connections, because they said their experience was such that church people generally were reliable people, and they wanted that type of people to work for them. And therefore they asked whether somebody could come in there and begin churches. And when the EMCs came, we directed them, why did you not look into that direction?
Where is Nanticoke?
Nanticoke is next to Port Dover. Port Rowan, Port Dover, Nanticoke, out to the east, along the lake shore. And there is now a large power plant there, and also a steel factory.
Is there a church there?
There's just an outreach from the MB church. But I don't know how far they're advanced. But I believe the Baptist church is also